Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge hailing out of the Heart City, Valentine, Nebraska. If you're getting your Valentine's Day cards ready,
it's stick
time. Get them all ready. Get them all stamped, set to go. Stick them in an envelope. Mail them to the Valentine Post Office, and they will open it up and put a special cachet. There's lots and lots of volunteers that come and do that.
They get about $10,000 a year
for
the Valentine Post Office for redistributing out there.
Yeah, that's right. So make sure you do that. There's still time to do that. In today's competitive cattle market, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? Well, it's simple. You start with the best. Slotin's Angus 36th Annual Bull Sales coming up Monday. In Faith, breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you, featuring Man in Black. That's 115 bulls and 30 heifers from a program with a plan. You're invited to a guaranteed incredible event in Faith, South Dakota. Slotin Angus Bull Sale, that's coming up this Monday, and it's noon Mountain Time.
Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of the publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. I have a little something in here that was sent in from Dorothy Rustabake quite a while back, and I just wanted to share it with you. I thought we might enjoy this today. The four stages of life are: you believe in Santa Claus, you don't believe in Santa Claus, you are Santa Claus, and the final stage is you look like Santa Claus. So the four stages of life. Great truths about life that little children have learned. I'm going to share these with you today.
This is going to be cute.
It'll be cute. No matter how hard you try, you cannot baptize cats.
And I think that's based on experience.
When your mom is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair. If your sister hits you, don't hit her back. They always catch the second person.
That's right.
Here's another one of those great truths from children. Never ask your 3-year-old brother to hold a tomato.
Oh my gosh.
You can't trust dogs to watch your food. Number 6, don't sneeze when someone is cutting your hair. Number 7 of the great truths from children, never hold a dustbuster and a cat at the same time.
Oh, funny.
You can't hide a piece of broccoli in a glass of milk. Number 9 on the list was, don't wear polka dot underwear with white shorts.
That's kind of a fashion statement, too, to everybody.
And number 10, great truths about life that little children have learned, the best place to be when you're sad is Grandpa's lap. And I have some great truths that adults have learned and some older people have learned I'll share on a future program.
Okay, well, I've got a cute story. After living in the remote wilderness of Kentucky all his life, an old hillbilly decided it was time to visit the big city. In one of the stores he went into, he picked up a mirror and looked in it. Not knowing what it was, he remarked, "How about that? It's a picture of my daddy." He bought the picture, but on the way home, he remembered his wife, Loretta, didn't like his father. So he hung it in the barn, and every morning before leaving for the fields, he would go there and look at it. Loretta began to get suspicious of these many trips to the barn. One day, after her husband left, she searched the barn and found the mirror. As she looked into the glass, she fumed, "So that's the ugly old woman he's been seeing."
Uh-oh.
So that comes from the magazine The Furrow, and I thought that was a pretty funny little story.
Here's something about spiritual wisdom, the 12 rules of spiritual wisdom. I'm going to give you a few of those today. God wants spiritual fruit, not religious nuts.
Hey, can I do it with you?
Sure.
All right. There is no key to happiness. The door is always open.
Silence is often misinterpreted, but never misquoted.
Dear God, I have a problem. It's me.
And laugh every day. It's like inner jogging.
Oh, I like that. That's good. These are 12 rules of spiritual wisdom. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape.
A few more of those. The most important thing in your home are the people.
Let us not forget. And as a child of God, prayer is kind of like calling home. I like that one.
Let's give you number 9. He who dies with the most toys is still dead. Some sound advice here.
Amen.
And thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Keep on listening for more of The Good Stuff.